The moment Matt finished his meeting, he went to his cubicle and did some quick online research into the flu that Jessica had called him about. When she'd asked him if he would work from home, his first instinct had been to brush her off. He had a lot of work to do, and he much preferred working in the office where he could chat with other developers. Three things made him reconsider. First, Jessica wasn't one to overreact, so the fact that she was staying home from work gave him pause, especially since she was planning on taking time off to visit her mom the next week. Second, in the meeting he'd just gotten out of, half of the people who should have been there had called in sick. And finally, despite the fact that the media outlets were making a huge deal about this flu, he got the sense that maybe, for a change, they might not be exaggerating. Decision made, he picked up his phone and called Jessica, his mind in task mode as he mentally listed all of the things they should do to prepare for the possibility that they would need to hunker down at home for an unspecified period of time. "Hello," Jessica said a moment later. "Hi, babe." Without greeting him, she said, "The news is saying this flu is pretty nasty. Some people have even died, more than is typical for a flu."
"I know."
"Are you going to come home?" He could hear the worry in her voice.
"Yes."
"You are?" Now, hopeful disbelief. Matt scrolled through the long list of software bugs he was assigned to fix and tried not to feel overwhelmed. His family's safety had to come first.
"Don't sound so surprised."
"Okay," Jessica said with a laugh. "When are you leaving?" Matt turned away from his computer screen and glanced toward his boss's office.
"In a few minutes. I need to clear it with Dan first."
"At least traffic shouldn't be too heavy."
One side of his mouth quirked up.
"True."
He paused a beat. "I'm thinking of stopping by Costco on the way home to stock up on a few things and fuel up my truck."
"Is that a good idea? I mean, what if sick people are there? Besides, we have that freeze-dried stuff we bought a few years ago."
Several years earlier, Matt had gotten interested in emergency preparedness, so he and Jessica had splurged on a 6-month supply of freeze-dried meals for their family of four. It still had more than 20 years of shelf life left, and it had been expensive. He really didn't want to use it if they didn't need to.
"I'd rather not dip into that," he said. "Not when I can go to the store and buy what we need."
Jessica was silent.
"Okay, just please be careful."
Matt laughed. "Oh, I will be."
They discussed what he should buy, and after he disconnected, he talked to his boss and got clearance to work from home for a while. The drive from his job in Salt Lake City to the suburb where he lived in the southern part of Salt Lake County usually took 30 to 40 minutes. Of course, that was during commute time in the late afternoons. Right now, it was mid-morning, so traffic was relatively light.
Was that because of the time of day, or because so many people had stayed home from work? Shaking his head at the idea that enough people were sick that traffic would be affected, Matt took the exit that would take him to Costco. First, he went to their gas station, and after filling the regular tank on his truck with diesel fuel, he folded back a corner of the material that covered the bed of his truck before opening the cap on his auxiliary tank. He and his family had a 33-foot fifth-wheel RV, and when they'd looked for a truck to pull it with, they'd found one that already had a 40-gallon auxiliary tank installed. Matt loved the convenience of carrying over 60 gallons of fuel when pulling the RV. It really cut down on the need to pull the RV into gas stations not equipped to handle such a large rig. The only drawback was the cost. Dropping a couple $100 on one fill-up was hard, but right now, filling the auxiliary tank seemed like the prudent thing to do. Once he'd finished filling both tanks, he parked his truck in the main parking lot. He was surprised at how busy Costco was at this time of day. Maybe it was always this busy. He'd never been there in the morning in the middle of the week. Besides, was Costco ever not busy? Wanting a flatbed cart to haul his purchases, he looked around but didn't see any near the entrance.